Hi, my name is Ryan Swain and I'm living in Brooklyn. So what the outdoors means to me, it really links into a whole lot of what I believe spiritually. This whole revolution began, I know this is going to take a bit of a tangent to get there, but this whole revolution began when I started reading Aldous Huxley and Brave New World. And that led me to question a lot of things. And this sort of coincided right as I was studying abroad in Shanghai. And I started questioning, started going on this shopping for religion, I guess, shopping for some sort of spirituality. And I was curious, so I started reading the Bible, the Torah, Confucian, you know, writings, stuff about Buddhism, and everything possible, and combined that with Aldous Huxley, and I eventually ended up reading his book, Perennial Philosophy. And for me, what the outdoors means to me, it's a spiritual venture. I believe there's this underlying truth that unites us all, and all cultures and religions are simply interpretations of this truth. And for me, I see nature as the best manifestation of that truth. And so when I go out and I go bouldering or I go on a backpacking trip, that is as much a spiritual thing to me as somebody going to temple or somebody going to pray or somebody involved in, you know, typical formal religious activities. Yeah, every single time I go outside, it's spiritual discovery. It's a spiritual quest. So I now own a Toyota Tacoma TRD off-road with a pop-up camper on the back. I purchased about half a year ago, immediately when I landed in New York. And I came about that decision because I left California and I moved to Dublin, Ireland. And since then, it's been sort of this wild ride of moving between Dublin and Boston and India and then to New York. And I remember thinking the entire time was, I really miss the Western United States. I think there's a certain lifestyle there, and I really wanted to get back out there, but in a way that was sort of very raw and just had me there constantly and ensured that I would have access to pretty much the entire Western United States. There's been so many points where I've been driving along in my four-door sedan, and I've been driving along and I had to stop and turn around because I didn't have high enough clearance, or my vehicle wasn't prepared for those sorts of scenarios. And I wanted to make sure that when I went back to the States, when I went back to the West, I was prepared, I could stay out there for long durations and access just wouldn't be an issue, and I could really go and stay in those wild and rugged and just middle of nowhere places for long periods of time. I wanted to find out, how can I simplify my life, right? And I think to have less, and I really want to see if I can simplify my life to such a point that I could live in my vehicle. That simplicity gives you this freedom of movement that just is no longer, just I don't think is quite standard for the typical way of living, right? We surround ourselves with comfort and buffer zones to the dangers of life. And I think those dangers of life, if we can face them and overcome them, really make life beautiful and exciting. For me, that's really getting deep into it. That's really, really what life is all about.